rule number one of the tech bar is?
The bartenders are always right.
The bartenders are always right. And for the case of the tech bar, the bartenders are those you see on stage, including the guests. Danny, number two.
Number two, no politics or religion at the bar.
That's right. No politics or religion. We don't want to see it. We want to hear about drinking. We want to hear about ConnectWise communities. And we want to just have a whole lot of fun and shenanigans. Let's do rule number three. Rule number three is if you hear these three words.
This is the most important rule.
These are the rules. If you hear these three words, this is a drinking show. You will drink. And if you don't drink, I will find you. I have a very special set of skills. So, all right. Word number one, Mr. Spooner.
Namaste.
There you go. Word number two, Mr. Laura.
Unprecedented.
There you go, unprecedented. And word number three, the new norm.
If you really have to look for
All right, rule number four, Mr. Spooner.
Sports are on 24/7. Really?
And as just like in Vegas, what happens at the bar stays at the bar. And Mr. Laura, close us out.
If the bartender is wrong, see rule number one.
All right, so we want to make sure real quick here, we have these drinking words. Everybody needs their drinks. Does anybody not have their drinks? Hurry up. What are you waiting for, Adam? Come on, man. What are you playing video games or something? And let's give a very, very special shout out to our bartenders over there, making sure we're all liquored up and happy. Thank you very much. We appreciate you guys. Up here on stage, our guest bartender, Goots, is going to be showing off our bottle.
It's the MSB GeekCon, or MSB Geek mascot.
The MSB Geek mascot, Goots, courtesy of Miss Ashley Cooper. We are going to be drinking a very special gift from Mr. Tim Golden. He has brought
Tim,
us.
Tim, where you at? There you are.
And he wanted to be very clear. He didn't make this, but Tim, raise your hand, wave for us, man. Woo! All right. So we have here a very special gift. We have Flag Hill Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Tim, can you come up here and tell us about it real quick?
Oh my God. Welcome, Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man is a bourbon steward, okay? So,
Flag Hill started out as a field in Lee, New Hampshire that my kids used to go play soccer at. And people that owned the property built a winery. Yeah, a winery in New Hampshire, like, go figure, right? As they built out their winery, they decided that, hey, we can probably make spirits. So they then started down the road of making vodka and making all kinds of stuff. And now they're obviously making bourbon.
Cheers to everybody.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Come me up.
You going to pour me up?
Drink the water.
No, I know. No drinking for you.
Okay.
It's already liquor.
I have water here.
I know, drink it.
That's what I did. Ice melts after time.
Yeah. All right, Simon, can we get the rules up real quick? I'm sorry, the toast up.
He's in restraint.
So can you get the toast up, please, real quick?
Yeah, come hang out.
There you go.
This is the guest table.
Welcome.
All right. So, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if I get a little bit of quiet real quick so we can do a toast here. So, we'll raise a glass to the nights we will never remember with the friends we will never forget. Namaste, my friends.
Namaste.
Woo! So, for our first guest, we have...
Oh, what are you doing? I'm sorry. I invited you up. Just blame me.
I think Nick is the first guest.
For our first guest, we're going to be calling up Mr. Nick Gable. Where's Nick? What's up, brother? Come on up.
I don't know. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the bar.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
As you should.
so fill me in on the latest video games, because we're sitting next to a famous YouTuber.
That's false.
You've got at least 5 subscribers, right?
That's true.
At least
5.
Okay, so we're in fame territory here.
You want the latest video game news?
Yeah, give me the...
do we have a mic for
you? So we have some Pac-Man over there in the corner, which I've been eyeballing.
We'll give you a mic so people can hear.
Excellent.
So what are your thoughts on Pac-Man?
I see that we have Pac-Man over the corner, but I'm a little upset that
there was an intense game going on.
So I feel like we're not being diverse.
That's fair.
Right now.
I'm going to blame management.
Okay. Get management in there. Simon.
Simon's management. Simon's fault.
Is this one not working?
Is that one not working?
Man, I make a killing.
All right. You good?
You good?
All right. Mr. Nick Gable, what is your role over at ConnectWise, sir?
My role is online community specialist.
Online community specialist.
Simon, can we raise his mic a little bit?
It's mic one.
Mic check.
So online community specialist, that's something that you're very special in the community. Let's say that.
I'm extremely special in the community, actually. I pitched the title myself because I wanted to feel specialist, and I do. I feel specialist. But it's a very fancy way of saying that I'm the liaison for all types of third-party communities to ConnectWise, and I'm your bridge.
You're the bridge to the communities.
Yes, you feel free to cross me.
Awesome.
He said,
and how long have you been with ConnectWise?
I've been with ConnectWise just over a year now.
Okay, and what were you doing before that? You had this little YouTube-y thing, something like that on the YouTube?
Something like that. I dabbled ever so slightly in the content creation realm. Slightly.
Sorry, mic's acting a little weird. So on the content creation side, what do you mean? What did you do on YouTube?
What I did is I played video games for a living.
Video game. Woo! Living. Woo!
Yes.
So what you're saying is you're going to go beat everybody in the games over here, right?
Unfortunately, I've retired undefeated, so I am no longer allowed to play any form of video game whatsoever.
Smart. Yeah. Smart.
I had to retire at the top of my game.
I did that once with my brother.
Yeah.
So has anybody here talked to Nick at MHP Geek? Like, has he solved any problems for you guys at all?
Zero.
I've done it.
Zero. Ryan says you have not done anything in MSP Geek. He doesn't even know why you're up here.
So, as a frequenter of the Be ConnectWise channel in MSP Geek, Nick has been a huge help in making sure people can get their issues resolved or feeling frustrated. I would like to thank you for all that you do for the community. It's really loud now. So I appreciate it from the community to you. Thank you.
I appreciate that so very much. Thank you.
That's beautiful words, man. You brought a tear to my eyes, bro.
It's the liquor.
It's the liquor. So if I said namaste, it would get you a little
namaste.
More.
Namaste. Oh. Namaste.
All right. So let's get going here. We have a set of lightning round questions that Danny's going to be asking you first. There's no right or wrong answer. There's only the answers we'll make fun of you for the rest of your life. So,
no pressure.
Danny?
All right. Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Bloomington, Indiana.
That is a weird city. Why?
And that is a very specific.
It's my hometown.
That's not fair.
Wait. These aren't the questions we asked him last time he was on Tech Bar, right? Like,
you can't tell me there's no wrong answer and then shame me for giving the right answer.
Did we pre-screen this?
Sir, we're internet groups. That's exactly what we can do. What are you talking about?
Fine.
All right. Scooter. All
right. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals? I know which one I pick.
Oh, I would Dr. Doolittle the crap out of that one.
So much.
Yeah, so much Dr. Doolittle.
I can learn other languages. You can't talk to animals.
Right. You can't learn animal.
Right?
Why? Why can't you learn animal?
There's no Rosetta Stone for animal.
Dude, I go on TikTok and they're like, these are the 5 things you don't know your cats are saying. And they're all BS.
Honestly, this tracks because most of my knowledge is based on TikTok. Yes.
That's about right.
TikTok and Wikipedia.
MSP Geeks are open to TikTok.
TikTok is like the Rosetta Stone. Yeah,
someone get on that.
All right. So next question. Favorite holiday?
Oh, Christmas. Definitely Christmas.
Why?
Well, snow, not so much
You're
in Florida.
In Orlando.
I said not so much in Florida. And presents.
Yeah. And then that's why Christmas, because that's when you get your video games to play it.
Yeah, you get new video games. Exactly.
And then that's what started the channel. Yeah,
it all makes sense.
This man knows. Yeah.
You get digital downloads. You can just buy them at any time.
See, that's the today era. When I was your age and I grew up,
I grew up on the NES.
We had disc-based entertainment.
I had cartridge-based entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Wait a second. How old are you?
Calm down, Grandpa.
Hold
on. When you say cartridge-based.
Q-tip? The Q-tip on the NES?
I'm only 35, and I just got Grandpa.
Actually, I've got a couple of years on you, so I'm Grandpa.
Okay. All right, let's go with the next question. Favorite beer?
I am a dry county. I do not drink. I'm sorry. I have sparkling water here.
Perrier? Perrier?
Yeah.
Good job, Simon.
I ripped the label off so you couldn't tell.
Let it go. Yeah.
All right. Man, this okay, so this question. All right, go ahead and ask.
Would you rather have invisibility or super strength?
Oh, man. I might need to phone a friend. Okay. Super strength. Final answer.
Yep. That's basically the one. Yeah. Everybody says invisibility seems to be a little too creepy.
I would go instantly to the dark side. It would not be good.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it.
That's all the all questions right, get out. I have for you, Nick.
Okay. Go.
What the hell was that?
Shoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot. Just kidding, Nick.
Boo. You said New York. Boo.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, so who do we have coming up get next? Simon, can you give me a heads up?
I don't know. He's here.
You're pointing this way when you can type to me and I can read it. I appreciate that. So for those that can't see the side of the audience, Simon's pointing at like 60 people. He's like, you're the next guest,
okay,
all
so
of you.
Our next guest is my wife, Brittany. No, she said no.
Look, I'm going to make an executive decision. I don't care what you guys are saying. There is somebody very special who is like the key to making all of this happen. 100%. You've heard her rap before. You've heard her on the late night Zoom calls. If you guys know who I'm talking about, why don't you point her out for me? Miss Amy Lucia!
Well, welcome to the stage, Amy.
Well, thank you for having me. And I just want to say, attention, everyone. Attention.
Shh. Ladies and gentlemen, shush.
Hello. Party's over here. Everybody come on and crowd in. We're having a broadcast. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Come on up. Come on up. It's a really special event. Come
Amy
on in.
Amy would like everyone to come
all right,
to the stage.
Awesome. And by the way, I just want to say thanks for having me here. This is the second time now. It's kind of like a new norm.
Oh,
yeah. I would not say it is unprecedented because I've been here before. Me?
I don't know.
No, I think we're having a little audio problem. Simon.
Simon, fix it.
Can you take the speaker and turn it that? Not Simon. The big speaker above your head, sir. That. Can you turn it that way a little bit? Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you, sir. Look, Mr. Nick Gable is not only community specialist, he is tech bar support specialist. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Nick.
All right. So, yeah, Amy, this is definitely the new norm. This is definitely a new norm. I want to thank you for having us on again. You have facilitated our second connect in a row, facilitated secure. I mean, this is a good rhythm we have going.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And we have this awesome thing happening tomorrow that you're going to be part of. You want to tell us what's going on? Because we've been very sketchy about the work what we've been telling
you. So excited.
Okay. So can you hear me? Okay. Can y'all in the back there yelling hear me?
Craig,
all right, good. Well, tomorrow we are going to be having a rap battle, and we're really excited about this. Every community is going to have a champion that represents them, and we're going to be getting our rapping on, and there's going to be some major prizes, like big prizes. Best part about it, though, is this is not something just for you to watch. It's something for you to participate in because the audience is going to pick the winners. And there are going to be like random prizes for the audience. So you should come cheer your friends on. There's going to be drinks, which is always good, and food and lots of fun. And yes, a couple of the ConnectWise executives may completely embarrass themselves and do a performance that will be very forgettable.
That is awesome.
That's awesome. Kyle, are you ready for this?
Yes, a rap battle.
Kyle, just tell him now that you're rapping.
I'm not rapping. I had to withdraw. Look, I retired at the young age of 22. I had to hang up my lyricist pad.
And what I heard is it's awesome that you're going to go on stage and you're going to do 45 minutes of freestyling, just you.
Look, I'm just saying, we had an exchange. Unfortunately, I had to decline the exchange. So maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Amy, can you share with us what you're drinking?
I'm drinking something clear. Do not fear.
Namaste for that. Namaste for that. Yes, absolutely. Yes. All right. So, and then tomorrow, can you give us some secrets of what's coming on tomorrow? What we can get excited about, not just rap battle, but like during the day tomorrow, like the real day of Connect.
Yeah. So wait, tonight was real. I worked my butt off for that keynote.
I feel like we're pre-gaming.
Okay. So tomorrow we've got James Clear in the morning. We got lots of breakouts, over 300 breakouts at this conference. So there's something for everybody. We've got our ConnectWise innovation keynote. There is a lot of stuff being announced tomorrow in that keynote. So we're really excited. Our general managers are going to be presenting. So that'll be fun. The only thing that I really have my mind on besides that is the rap battle, because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. When is the rap battle?
8:30 p.m. in the general session room. 8:30 p.m. Make sure you're there.
We're taking over the keynote room for the rap battle.
Yep. The AV company is not happy with me.
Should be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be cool because, like, Ray's going to be doing some DJ stylings. And there's going to be...
I'm actually coming out of retirement for this.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
Remember, DJ Quest with a K. Yeah, I'm going into retirement.
And to show, like, the perseverance of Amy's team, like, talk about, like, we spent how many weeks, if not months, preparing for the SeaWorld thing?
Yes.
And just say, okay, we're still going to do it. It's a little bit of rain, a little bit of hurricane. We're fine.
Yeah.
We're just going to move it. We'll have a good time.
Well, I mean, we had to, because this event is not only a cool rap battle, but there are going to be special appearances by Kyles. Many Kyles are going to be appearing.
There is?
Yes.
It'll be Kyle Nation. There.
Yes.
not that guy. Not that guy, Mr. KJ. Kyle Nation. Kyle Jackson.
That will be the new norm. Yeah.
The new norm. Yeah. There you go. There it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ashley. Ashley's the first one to like, hear me. Ashley, where's your box? Why did you not bring a box of wine with you?
It's an open bar.
We'll talk to the bartenders. We'll figure this out. So, Amy, I know you get all the credit, and we give you all the credit, the much love, the much adoration. You absolutely deserve it. Are there any others on your team you want to call out, like Taryn and others who have helped
you? There's just a huge team of people. I mean, there's literally over 300 people made this event possible for our partners. But, of course, we want to shout out Nick, who you've already met. We want to shout out Taryn, who I think is right outside the room. We definitely want to shout out Kyle Jackson and Sean Lardo. Just lots of great people have been participating in this. So,
and Sean Lardo, who's emceeing the rap battle tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
He better keep it clean, or else he's going to be in trouble.
How'd you get him to do it? Because, you know, he's so shy normally.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I had to really push him. I had to push him. That's for sure.
Rumor has it he's going to be coming by and saying hi to us as well.
So. Okay, awesome.
We'll see. Amy, thank you so
much
for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You.
Okay.
Round of applause for Amy's, guys. Come on. All right. So we have, as I said, we're representing communities here, and we have the community without the OG community. Let's start out with Mrs. Ashley Cooper. Come up here, Ashley.
Ashley!
And I want to apologize in advance. We did book the bot. The bot was unavailable. So
we tried. The schedule's very full, evidently.
If you can hear me, clap once.
I did multiple claps.
That was so on beat. I love
Let's try that again. If you can hear me clap three times.
Somebody can't count.
Good okay, enough.
Somebody's been overserved. Okay, Adam, I'm watching you, bro.
I'll take it back, y'all. Stop.
Five hops this time.
There you go. I don't want to say it. Cha-cha.
Can we call out how Goots is now laying on the bottle?
Goots has been drinking a lot.
Before I leave this stage, we're getting a stage selfie with Goots, and everybody's going to participate. So.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. So, Ashley, real quick, why don't you tell it? Because you're not just an admin of MSP Geek. You're also a moderator of RMSP, so you're serving dual roles there. And give us some background on what you've been doing with the MSP community, because I know you just got into this. You're fresh at it.
Yeah.
But tell us about your background in the MSP community for those that don't know.
All right. Well, I started at an MSP in 2009, and they were like, hey, we need somebody to come and do all this work with this neat little tool that we just bought. It's called ConnectWise. By the way, you own it now. Go. And so naturally, as I do, I chose to learn everything there was to know about the tool and repeat Craig Fulton's jokes back at him whenever I would see him at events. And then that's really where I met Greg Burke and learned about LabTech Geek. And I was tasked with this really complicated job of reselling LabTech.
When you learned about Greg, was he wearing a cape?
When is Greg not wearing a cape?
Greg's always wearing a cape.
When is he not wearing a cape?
I actually have a picture, and I should have given it to you. I have a picture of him and I. We swapped capes. I'm wearing his cape.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I wish we had the pictures here. You've worn a few costumes over the years. You've done the polar bear costume. Which other ones am I missing?
I wear a lot of costumes.
Sometimes you're an MSP, sometimes you're a vendor, sometimes you're an admin. So you do all the costumes.
Yeah, I like to wear the face of Ash from Overwatch on MSP Geek. So
the video game.
Video games.
So what should we call it? Simon, we're gonna do a game. We have Florida, not Florida. Yes?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Everything's Florida. It's a trick game. Sorry.
I love Drew. Drew's like the
epitome. Can Drew just come sit right here and be my comfort blanket?
What? Sorry?
Can Drew sit right here and be my security blanket?
Yeah.
Come on, Drew.
Come be her Pinocchio, bro. Got you.
There you go.
All right. Let's So the first game, Florida not Florida. Man arrested for armed robbery steals Oreos and soda.
You should hold it.
So with the group here, Tony Francisco. So those of you that think it's Florida, let me see the hands up. Those of you not paying attention, let me see the hands up.
If
those
you
of you without too much to drink. New norm. There you go. All right. And the ones that say not Florida. Damn, nobody here thinks it's not Florida. Ashley, what do you think?
I say not Florida.
Florida.
It's Florida. Simon?
Come on, man. What are you, I literally told you the game. It's all Florida.
It
doesn't count. There's South Florida, Central, Northern Florida.
Yeah, but
that's Northern.
The end of that word is Florida.
I don't know.
The general rule is if there's nudity, thievery, or drunkenness, it's Florida.
That's fair.
How long have you been doing this?
Long enough to know that I've been wrong.
A couple years?
How long have you been doing this?
Yeah.
Coming up. Beginning of the year.
All right. What's the next one, Simon? Man calls 911 to report lack of vodka. This was at the tech bar. This was.
I was gonna say that could be Florida. It could be anywhere. Could be all of our houses.
So, Danny's almost always on the money for like what city in Florida it is. It is that crazy, and he's like he has a high success rate. You want to take a stab?
I'm gonna go. I'm going to say Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. Really? None of this comes out of Fort Lauderdale.
Besides that.
I'm going to say.
All right, Ashley, what's your call here?
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Danny.
You go with Danny. Not that it's Florida, not Florida. That this was Danny. Danny called 911 to report the lack
of
vodka.
That's why I said Fort Lauderdale. 100%. I'm going to go with Birmingham, Alabama for the win.
Are you saying from personal experience? Or?
I'm not going to. I confirm or deny. Don't confirm or deny.
Were there any spoons involved in this incident? All right, Simon?
Where's Paul? Is it near Fort Lauderdale?
No, that's Broward.
But Simon, are all these Florida for real? Like, did we just like completely give up on trying? Collier County.
All right,
where,
I gotta
where is it, Danny? No, we don't need a map. Just verbally.
Cheater. I think that's like Naples.
Does anyone know where Collier County is?
I think that's Naples.
I think that's where Matt Rose is
right.
From.
It's Naples.
Oh, like Oviedo's real.
Man, I really was going to say Naples, too. I really was.
Okay. You got it. You were on the wrong
side. Danny,
you're
on the wrong side.
Looking
Danny.
On your
wrong
phone
side.
Is not the most entertaining thing for YouTube, sir. So, thank you. All right. Simon, do we have any more Florida, not Florida? One more?
One more.
One more. All right. Danny, you call this one out, man.
Drunk man reported missing. Joins his own search party for hours.
You're not going to get violent, Kyle.
I'm gonna.
So did you find you? did you find you?
We did not find you.
Drew, was this you? And how did you
hey,
not find
you
yourself?
You can't cheat, man. You can't look in your. What is that?
Stop. No, he was on dating apps. He was on the phone. I see that.
Activation driver is not excited.
I told you, Sean Lardo is not available. Stop it. All right. So, Drew, you're on the stage, so you automatically have to answer this. Drunk man reported missing, joins his own search party for hours.
I'm going to say no, not Florida.
No is not the answer. Florida or not. He's like, no, I would not do that.
I plead the fifth.
What do you say, Ashley? Is this Florida or
not
Florida?
Not Florida.
Not Florida. Do you really believe that, or are you just playing the numbers here at this point?
No, I do believe that this is not Florida. There's not even that many places to search.
If I had to bet on a Birmingham, Alabama story, this is the one.
So, not to ruin this, but I'm pretty sure I've read this story on like the internet before. So me and Simon have the same circles for information, which is scary in its own right.
Boo.
So I'm not going to answer. I'm going to plead the fifth. I'm going
to
plead the fifth.
Are you trying to say Simon does research for these stories?
He Googled Florida.
I'm never nice to Simon. That's not what.
Get Simon some milk. Simon needs some milk.
All right, can I get like who here wants us to be nice to Simon? Okay, one person, 1.5 people. Simon, I'm counting you. 1.5. All right.
I think we should be nice to Simon.
You have no box of wine. You can't prove you're real. Sorry.
Put your hands down.
No, you guys don't count either. None of the audience counts. All right. Drunk man reports himself missing and joins the search party. This was Goots. It was Goots.
Goots did it.
Simon, what is this? Simon's like, I'm busy.
Yeah. So, not Florida.
Whoa. Hold on. This is supposed to be within the United States, or at least continental, at least North America.
I mean, not Florida. Is
you can't be like, not Florida. Pluto. This was on the rings of Saturn. Can't do that. That's
first off, if we're on the rings of Saturn, we have a lot more to discuss.
All right, you said we got one more?
One more.
All right, Kyle, why don't you read this one for us, man?
Burglary spree comes to an end when a suspect accidentally shoots himself with a stolen gun. News at 11.
What do you say, Ashley?
Not Florida.
Not Florida. I'm gonna have to go with you. Not Florida. Yeah.
Nah, that's Florida.
Yeah.
That's Florida.
You think it's Florida?
I'm also going with not
Drew.
Florida.
You know how to handle your guns.
Simon, what is this, man? What is this? South Lakeland.
South Lakeland. Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's awesome.
But you know what? Central Florida.
Central Florida.
That means
all right, so real quick, who's playing Space Invaders over there? They're going real hardcore on stage 7.
Oh, my God.
Who's playing over there?
It's that person and that person. Remember those warnings when you play games?
Is it Adam? Adam's really playing?
It's going to be funny if that little
of course
causes him to crash.
Yeah, well, what we weren't sure of was if Adam got these games at his house first for a week to play. I don't know. Those invoices were a little suspect.
He might have just ordered it now on Amazon.
They had 2 delivery fees. I don't know what that was about. All right. Simon, what do we got coming up next, dude?
We
got Lisa. I'm being told. Simon, you wanted to be nice to him, and he's kicking you off the stage. How do you
sorry,
like that?
Ashley. You're being asked to leave.
I forgive you. It's okay.
Thank you very much, Thank Ashley. We appreciate much. You.
Thank you, Ashley.
Clap 1 to 3 times for Ashley.
Got two hop this time.
The caretaker of Goots.
Lisa.
Hello. Hi, Lisa. How are you? It might be off.
And up next, we have Tiffany. No, I'm kidding. You guys are basically like twins at this point.
Don't make me flip the switch.
No, up here we have Miss. Okay, I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
Ray, you Danny, don't got to do anymore, baby. I got you. That's why I came up here to help you.
Oh, so you're
Danny is being rather quiet tonight.
Yeah.
And been. Kyle, what's going on, Kyle?
It's been a long day.
It's day one. I heard what I heard you say. It's day one, busy. And you're already tired. Is this your first IT Nation?
It's not.
okay.
It's just been. It's Connor's fault.
Oh, you can't blame
hey,
Connor. Connor's
oh,
my
hey,
boy.
It's good guys.
I'm a huge
Connor Swan.
Nobody give your social
with
security
like
to that guy. I'm just
song.
Saying.
But he'll give you his.
Where's this my is... wife? That's the boogeyman in my company.
He is the boogeyman.
No, you're my other wife.
Where's my other wife?
I'm actually married to. That's what I meant. Yeah, we're
me?
All Connor.
Me? I'm you. I am you.
All
I
right, so
be...
who here knows... Who here has had a chance to hang out with Lisa Compton? I mean, we have. Thank you. Thank you, Alex.
Is it still on?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's my girl right there.
Lisa Compton Woo! Of Seven Figure MSP.
And I think I won. My dog won an award.
I'm sorry?
My dog won an award from y'all. The cutest dog in the channel. The
cutest dog in the
cutest
channel.
Cutest dog. He's toothless.
Zerg.
Toothless wonder. There.
I wish we had pictures of Zerg because he's like.
I have them, but I wish he was here.
Oh, me too.
Right?
Oh, we would
he's
be right
best.
Next to Goots. It would be perfect.
Yep.
We didn't need this little bird thing. We'd have Zerg.
It's
he's
Goots.
White and fluffy.
It's adorable.
You're adorable, Ray.
Aww.
So I want to tell you about my new drink I found out about tonight. It's called a Hawaiian Sunset.
Okay.
Rum. Why is the rum always gone? Rum, pineapple juice, and cranberry, thanks to WatchGuard.
Okay, all right.
Because, you know, we talk about this shit on the tech bar.
We are talking about this.
Yeah, we're talking about the shit.
So, did you know that we also have specialty drinks on the tech bar? We have what's called a spoonie.
Oh, God.
You know? I tried that, and it killed me. Thank you, Ray.
I'm glad you
Ray, all the new shots I try at all the weird bars in Arizona, they're like, who came up with that? And I'm like, his name is Ray. And let me show you his studio with the Star Wars. And they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, you need to know what's up.
Would you say that the Spoonie is an unprecedented drink?
No, it's a great drink, but
well,
it fucked me up. I'm just saying it messed me up a little bit. I was like, whoa, I wasn't ready for it. I was like, whoa, damn, Ray.
So it doesn't sneak up on you. It just...
So I want to say
thank
you
for coming
by. What
are these for? What are these?
So we're going to play some games later.
So, should I have brought my lightsaber?
Yeah.
Did you know there's a Wookiee walking around?
I saw that.
There's a Wookiee, there's Vader, there's Leia.
Oh.
Cyber Wookiee.
But I'm Rey.
Yep. Ooh.
Mandalorian?
No.
I am Rey.
Hello there. So has anybody here taken pictures with the Wookiee?
Who took pictures with the Wookiee? Raise your
hand. I'm not talking about Slaggle either. I'm talking
about
like the Wookiee.
Not like the one that's here, not like at the Disney.
Like the,
come on.
Like, there you go.
Not even going to try.
I got you.
All right,
I
now, Spooner,
you
do the Ewok. Go, do the.
I don't do voices.
Simon, how does
you
the
can't
Ewok
even
go?
Try.
It's not in my contract.
It's not in my contract. It's not in mine either, boo boo.
So, you guys are also, so Seven Figures also having your own party, your casino night.
Yeah.
Right? How's that going?
It's, you know what? I haven't lost, but I haven't won.
Hey,
that's a win.
I'll tell you what it isn't, Ray.
That's a win, then.
You can't even like shift the tables in your favor. Like, you guys are running the show.
I mean, that's what Jedi mind tricks are for, baby.
Is that what you're calling?
We are going to win. It is going to be Red 7 tonight.
Yes.
Right?
So I will definitely be going over to Casino Night in a little bit.
Yeah, Ray is going to win big. I think I think Ray is booted up to win this trip to Vegas for two. I'm pretty feeling.
Ooh, trip to Vegas?
Trip to Vegas for two.
Anybody want to go to Vegas with me?
Who wants to go to Vegas?
Vegas.
No, who likes Vegas?
Card. Let's be honest. It was always Drew. Drew's going with me.
Oh, right? You know, if you have never been to Vegas with Ray, you're missing out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you what.
They don't call me Blackjack Ray for nothing.
Yeah, Blackjack Ray is a real deal. I mean, you helped me win. Remember when you helped me win?
I'm going to help you win.
He helped me win. I can count to 20. I can count to 21, but not when I am on levels of the tech bar.
I've tried. I can only go to 20, but if I borrow one of your fingers, we can get to 21.
There you go.
And then we Jedi mind trick it and we go, this is the way we won.
This is the way. I have spoken.
I don't care if it's... That's why it's not... We can play Pai Gao for all we care. We won.
Yep.
We
won.
I don't know what game this is, but we just won. It's called I Win.
Yes. What happened, Gavin?
It is the way.
It's the new norm. It's not the way. It's the new norm. There
this,
you go.
This, you, this right here is the way.
You got a drink.
We got a drink for that?
He said new norm.
That's all right, Lisa. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. I know you got your party to get back to.
I love you guys.
Thank you for coming by.
We love you guys. And enjoy this party. They put on a really fun thing with the games. We love OIT.
Where's Tiffany? I've never seen you two apart.
Right? We had to, like, do a surgical thing to, like, get us deattached so I could come up here.
Is that one of the booths?
It's like Alex Parmenter and Dustin Bolander.
Yeah, so if y'all are looking for me, you'll probably see a little brunette. Her name is Tiffany. You can call us the Two Tiny Tornadoes.
Oh, nice.
That is our new nickname.
Tasmanian Devils, the Two Tiny Tornadoes.
Yeah, we're just like Two Tiny Tornadoes. Ironically enough, living in a hurricane right now.
Yeah.
So this is your fault, is what you're saying. It's you and Tiffany. You're
pretty much. We brought the party.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know what? We love OIT. If you guys are not, I'm going to give you a plug here. Uh-oh. If you got, I was in VoIP for 8.5 years. I've seen it. I've done it. I installed it. If you're not using OIT, you're not doing it right. I'll tell you what it isn't.
There you go. Thank you, Lisa. We love you, Lisa. All right. So we have some other admins of MSB Geek here. It's not just about that Kyle dude and that Ashley lady. We have this other dude. He's British. He's for the first time not wearing a golf cap. Some of you might know him as Martin Keir. Not paying attention whatsoever
Martin at all.
We're just going to sit here and stare at Martin and just look at you. Yeah. Come on, you sexy British bastard. Come on. Let's go.
Founder and president of MSP Geek. Martin Keir.
I promise that you're going to keep this PG-13-ish.
Look, I'm just going to say this. He's a huge Man United fan.
He's absolutely so. If you want to give him a jersey for Man United,
you should go.
It's great.
So wait a minute. Hello. Actually, Martin, this is the second time we've like passed you a jersey in the last like several months.
Say that again.
This is the second time we've passed you a jersey in the last several months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we handed you the OIT jersey back in August, and now you know.
Yeah.
Wearing another one.
I mean, it didn't go with the flat cap, so I had to change.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah.
You know, coming off your like your PGA Tour win at Top Golf yesterday.
Oh, did you see my score?
I did see your score.
It's pretty badass, right?
It was seven.
It was seven. It was 700,000.
Yeah, I'll it was.
None of the scores are associated to Martin Keir.
Okay.
They're associated to MSB GeekCon 2023.
2023.
MSB GeekCon 2023 coming May 21st.
So wait a minute. I'm not the best golfer in OIT anymore.
No, I crushed.
So the first time I took the picture, it was like, oh, hey, I'm top of the leaderboard. Oh, yeah, it's just this bay. And Kyle was like, hey, dude, look at that screen. You're like beating everybody. I'm like, oh, all right. Let's just keep going.
And that's the real reason we brought you on. It wasn't because of this product management nonsense or your experience at MSPs. It was for the golf.
Oh, no, I see a hole and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see a hole, you
all, all about
my
the hole.
One thing. That was my one thing.
I got tired of him beating me, so I'm like, I need to bring in a ringer.
But yeah, but if it's very important.
For now.
Hey, but Danny. Hey, Danny.
We're actually replacing Danny, him with, Danny, we're replacing Danny, him with Lisa, right?
If it's important to you.
Oh, don't do that.
It is very important.
Important.
Important. Hey, Simon, don't let that guy take your social security number, bro. No, not the Russian.
Is this
not
on?
The Russian guy, the fishing guy in the back.
Okay. I cannot.
The other short guy.
I can't hear myself.
Connor, please report to the stage. Connor, please report
to the stage. Hey, leave our producer alone.
All right. So all right. Let's see here. We have lightning round questions for Kyle.
For me.
Lightning.
I mean, for not for Kyle. For
Martin. Oh, come on. I was looking forward to it.
Actually, what happened? They're lightning round questions for Mendy, but since Martin's on stage, that's who I'm doing it with.
All right. Go.
What's something you could eat, a food product? What is something you could eat for a week straight?
Pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Any pizza.
Do you like pineapple and ham? Pizza.
Pineapple on pizza is okay.
Get off my stage. Get off my stage. And so this is where we bring on Mendy. No.
Burn it.
All right. I'll let you redeem yourself here.
Okay.
All right. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Get the hell off my stage.
You hired him.
I just might drop that out. Oh, they hate when you do that. Oh,
that's like $30.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, no.
Bad idea.
I'm sorry, Amy. I don't know the insurance policy.
It's okay.
But I'm sorry.
He's British. It's all right.
I don't think that's
it's okay. It wasn't just on camera and on YouTube. Don't worry about it, dude.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah.
Oh, we're live streaming this?
Wait, this is on the cloud?
This is in the cloud.
Oh, no.
That's not in my contract either.
Okay, all go right. on.
All right. Third and final question.
Yes.
L.A. or New York? And I don't know for what, just L.A. or New York.
L.A. or New York?
Yes. I don't come up with these questions.
That's a very random-ass question, considering I've been to neither of them.
You're like Kansas and Florida, and I'm done.
Delaware.
Sir, that's not filling the blank.
I've got one.
New York? New York.
Let's alter it. Orlando or London?
Orlando or London, but only one of those is hosting MSP GeekCon 2023.
That's right, and that's Orlando, May 21st.
As not just an admin of MSP Geek, but a founding father of MSP Geek, I feel like there is one you have to choose.
And keep in mind, the weather is reminding you of home. So.
Oh, yeah, Orlando wins.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, now you can get the hell off my stage. Chocolate, pineapple on pizza.
Thank you for not breaking the microphone.
All right, so for our next game, we have. See, y'all wanted me to be nice to Simon, and I'm just not going to do that. We're going to be. Who wants to see us shoot Simon with a bow and arrow?
So we're going to shoot Simon.
So, yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're shooting Simon.
We're shooting Simon.
Why are you doing this thing?
It doesn't matter.
I can type it.
I'm staring at it.
We're actually bringing in a rigger for this.
It's
for
literally
shooting Simon.
In bold. We've added it twice. Please welcome.
Simon to the principal's office. Simon to the principal's office.
Really doesn't matter. All you got to do is just...
So, for those that haven't seen this before on Tech Bar, we had Faith Johnson that was. Remind me again your archery experience, Faith.
Have a seat.
She was a junior Olympic archer. Okay. Yeah.
Look.
Go archery.
With that information, yeah. I feel better about my proximity. To
so.
Yeah. I really was gonna slide over for you.
So we would like to get.
I was a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie. You're not as nervous. Collateral damage.
We would like to get... Hold on, Simon. If you can stand over on this side of the stage. Over here.
Yeah, stand there. Over there.
Take Coots with you because that's what we're shooting.
Don't worry, he won't get hit. Well, maybe. Is this
safe? No, it's not safe. That's why we do this. Come over here.
Does that matter?
And Faith, you stay right there. You stay over there. All right?
Yep.
Oh, she's not in the shot. All right. Actually, you know what? Faith, if you go stand over there by Lisa.
Back there by the table.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, she's been drinking.
Okay.
Put on your goggles, Simon. Come on.
Do we have safety goggles?
My goggles!
Look, we
because
we,
it makes it sound like we're making him safe.
We have to obey license insurance policies, liability reasons.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Do me a favor. I'm going to regret this immediately.
Are we aiming for Simon or Goots?
Can we aim for both?
Easy there, big guy.
Yeah. We're aiming for Simon. Good to know.
All right. Simon, hold on. I'm trying to work this out here so you're not covering Faith. We need to. There you go.
Do you need a practice shot?
Yeah. Go down a little bit.
Are you sure?
There you go.
Can you shoot him in the face just for me?
What are we going to give her? How many arrows do you have there? Enough. Anybody want to take bets on the first three shots that she's going to hit it? Kyle, what do you think, man?
Goots or Simon?
Goots.
Oh. Look, I'm not going to lie. If she hits Goots, I'm going to be a little disappointed.
Okay. I mean.
I might.
Okay, so now you get an idea.
Simon, you can't move. Okay, hold on.
That's not fair.
You know
what?
No, here's what we're going to do. Simon, turn around. Get down.
That's better.
Right there.
Don't watch the camera.
Don't look at the camera, Simon. There you go.
Oh!
Yeah!
Almost. Woo! Come on, Faith. You got this. Your representative goes into here. Let's go. He is literally trembling. It is absolutely crazy.
He keeps ducking.
He keeps looking at the camera. No fair.
Hey, Simon, it's not a real arrow.
Oh, she froze. You got this, bro. Don't look at the camera. Stop it.
All right.
We're going to blindfold you. Stop it.
All right. Take the sharp arrows out now.
You got this. You got this. Stop looking, Simon.
Oh! Yeah. All right.
I need Simon for his head one more time.
Huh?
I need Simon for his head one more time. Barnes got a $20 bet. He can't hit that with a football.
Oh. Okay. No. But, Simon, you cheat. Turn around. And I'm looking at you. Close your eyes.
He knew it was going to fall. He can't move.
All right.
Close your
Martin
eyes.
Martin Keir, founder.
There you go. You got it.
And president.
All right, Martin,
MSPD,
$20, bro. Let's go. Let's see it.
Is going to hit Simon with a ball.
Oh!
Boo!
No.
Go, Alex.
Yeah! He moved.
All right. Simon, get out of here.
I'm moving, Simon.
I'm counting it.
Last shot.
Oh!
No!
Oh!
No! She gets to keep working. All right, let's give a round of applause for Simon and Goots. More so for Goots. A little bit for Faith. Faith, a little disappointed, I'm not going to lie. We brought you quality professional gear. We'll need a rematch later, but thank you for playing. We appreciate you.
Simon,
you did a little something. All right, so is Mendy here, that other guy from that little MSP game?
I never thought I'd say
Mendy Green.
In the
is Mendy around?
Mendy Green, report to the stage.
Mendy Green, are you here? Mendy Green.
I think
with
the
Ford Fiesta with the lights on.
It's very sad.
In the pink flamingo parking lot.
You know what? I can answer his Mindy. I've worked well enough with him over the years. I will answer his questions.
All right. So Mr. Green, how has it been mentoring Kyle throughout his years?
It's very easy. He's very adaptable. He takes knowledge and absorbs it like a sponge.
I love that. And so in all your years in both working as in an MSP and in coaching Kyle and in creating this community known as MSP Geek, what do you think was the biggest inflection point for MSP Geek?
Ooh. When I joined as an admin is the biggest inflection point. I think the total quality went from here to like up here. I am that good. That is the inflection point.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. All right, Simon, do we have anything else on the show notes to go through?
Rate that film.
The single most highly argued game in all of Tekmar.
Star Wars is overrated.
All right, so let me bring that up here. Let's rate that film. All right, so we got rate that film. Danny, call out these movies, man.
8 Mile, Straight Outta Compton, Get Rich, or Die Trying.
What are the roles?
We're Simon, trying to figure out.
Let's start off. Simon, have you seen any of these movies?
I gotcha. Which one?
And did you pick these movies because they all have a theme of having rappers in the movies?
He read this.
Why are we doing that? Because the MSP Rap Battle coming on tomorrow. There you go. I love that Simon's screaming even though he has many microphones over there.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Do you want this one? I'm not using it.
Should we give him a microphone?
No, we don't need to.
Wait till he gets here and say no, never mind.
No, go over there.
Sorry, Simon.
We'll shoot an arrow if we need you. You're good, bro.
Yeah.
You're good.
Actually, Simon, we have an extra one here. No, I'm just kidding. We don't.
Oh. You probably need
Are you checking if you're getting text messages? Is that what's going on?
I know the answer to this.
You know the answer to this?
100%.
The highest rated movie.
Highest rated movie.
Well, I've no, it's ranking seen... them. You got to rank them.
Well,
one, so two, three.
I'll do both.
One
I've
being
only
the highest.
Seen two of them, but based on who's in them, all of them, I can rank them easily.
Are you saying 50 Cent is in a box office?
50 Cent is in the third rank. Yeah, that's where I was going to go with two. 8 Mile first. Easily.
Easy.
Straight Outta Compton, great film. I don't think they covered enough of it. All right, I would have loved more.
So you're going to do Eminem's freestyle from 8 Mile now, right?
I can't repeat it.
Does anyone have mom spaghetti here? Anybody at all?
I would love some mom spaghetti.
All right. So you're thinking 8 Mile, Straight Outta Compton, Get Rich or Die Trying, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
I'm agreeing with that.
You're agreeing with this.
Yeah.
I can't say I feel any different. Simon, what is the answer, sir?
What?
Yep.
17% for Get Rich or Die Trying, 75 for Straight Outta
Compton, no!
8 Mile, 89 for Straight Outta Compton.
My Felicia is a rig. I do not believe.
So. I don't agree. Again, I don't agree with any of this, but let's keep going. Simon, can you put up the next movies, please? Actually, I feel like we should have asked Ryan Southwold about the last set, since he is the notorious RYAN out of MSP Geek.
Wow, these are good. This one's going to be a little more difficult. I haven't seen the third one, as is currently tradition.
You haven't seen Octopussy? Really?
I have not. I'm not a huge Bond fan. Yeah, I mean,
I've gone back and watched them all, man. They're phenomenal.
It's just not a genre I'm in, because I'll never be it.
It's like the same plot point,
of course.
Every movie,
so,
it's the same thing.
Look, I'd much rather watch Austin
Powers. All of the older Bond movies have the same set of action, where it's like, you know how like they take a pop song and they make it Muzak, and you listen to it in an elevator.
Yep.
That is the action feeling. For all of the older Bond movies, it is the Muzak of like current action movies.
Interesting.
It'll be like pow pow, ah, and then they'll fall down
with a little gun.
Yeah.
We can recreate the scenes with the arrows now.
Yeah, I'll take a shot. Actually, give me an arrow because Simon's not paying attention. Give me.
I can hit him from here. I shot.
I guarantee you, I can hit him from here. I need one.
Right. As you're doing I'm gonna say. See, James, Rotten Tomatoes didn't exist when James Bond was out.
I don't think it existed for any
of
these movies.
Don't hit the server.
Give it to someone else.
Ladies and gentlemen, tip your servers, please, because I have put them in danger.
Apologies.
All right, so what do we got? What's number three here, guys?
Octopussy.
No. I'm going to go with Indiana Jones.
You think Roger Moore is number three?
Yes.
All right. So what's number two?
Ow, my nipples.
One for one.
You're welcome.
That movie's not up there. It's not.
All right. So what's number two, guys? What's number two?
Bill O.I.T.
Number two is Back to the Future.
Is it because it's number two?
No.
And what's number one?
James Bond.
You said James Bond was number three.
No, well, I said Indiana was number three.
Oh, you said Indy was number three?
I'm not picking it as my number three. I'm ranking it as
I'm thinking Last Crusade is one. Back to the Future's 2, Octopussy's 3.
See, the problem is, you get the nostalgia button. And everyone goes back and watches it. You said it yourself, the James Bonds. They're going to rate it higher because they're fans of it already. It didn't. Rotten Tomatoes didn't exist.
I got you. Okay, all right.
It's different. I'm going to go Back to the Future 1. Uh-huh. Then Last Crusade, then Octopussy.
All right, let's see what it is, Simon.
Ah-ha!
There you go. Not surprising. Wow. There you go. Not surprising. There you go. Powerhouse Ray was right.
I am.
Clyde got you. Ha ha.
Most of you at home can't see this, but there is a real battle here of Pac-Man going on.
All right, I think that's a good wrap for the tech bar here.
I think so, too.
I think at this point we should let people enjoy their drinks, enjoy their games, and have a good time.
I agree. I'm all in.
So thank you, everybody, for joining the tech bar here at IT Nation Connect. We appreciate the hell out of you guys. Enjoy all the games. Don't forget to visit the casino night. Tip your servers because, again, we may have put their lives in danger. So thank you. We appreciate you. Have a good night, guys. Thank you.
All right, guys. Good night.
Bye.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.